Happy New Year! Now drop dead. It's the 2008 Corey and Joel Radio Show Death Pool.
Oh, look how excited everyone is. What a great day this is. This is maybe the greatest day of the year. We're only 2 days in. This is clearly the greatest day of 2008.
It is.
It's the best day of 2008. Because it's the
Death
Pool.
We're listening to the music of View to a Kill.
Yeah, View to a Kill. They'll figure it out.
Grace Jones.
What amazing
Grace Jones.
Yeah.
She was in the movie. She wasn't. I'm Joel. She was in the movie. She didn't sing this.
No.
This is Duran Duran.
That's right.
Welcome to the Death Pool, your favorite show.
Woo! Yeah!
It's the one show that has any excitement in here. People were deprived of this in 2007.
Golf clap crap. Come on, get it.
We'll announce the whole panel. We'll tell you who's here this year. We've got all new players aside from me and Corey, and it's going to be a good time. So,
yes!
Buckle in and get ready to laugh and play along at home. We'll tell you how you can play Death Pool at home with us and everything. So, it's going to be a good time. Welcome in, everybody. 2008 is a new year.
Yes.
It's a new year for old farts to infuriate Corey with living.
Oh, you bastards.
Dick Clark will be here once again to ring it over.
You son of a...
All right. But we'll get into all that.
Because Carson Daly's keeping that seat hot for him.
Ryan Seacrest. They can't figure out who's
is
the
it
new...
Seacrest?
Well, Seacrest has his own show on Fox, but Carson does
was
it
Was Daly
on...
doing the... Which one was
I'm
it?
Not sure because Daly works for NBC, so I don't know if he does the New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Talent-free douche
you know
nozzle.
You know what? I wasn't at home.
Was actually doing the New Year's Eve.
You know, we don't have any time to talk about a New Year's Eve story, but I have a really good New Year's Eve story, but that'll have to wait for next week.
Yes, we can share our...
where we were when we were ringing in the New Year.
New Year's Eve adventures for next time.
Yeah, that'll be next time, because we're going to be jam-packed with the Death Pool today.
This is the most important show all year.
Right, and I swear I'm recording this on two devices today.
Okay, because you
so
blew it.
So we're not going to blow it
blew it big time
blew
last
year. Blew it last year, but not today, so... Anyway, let's go ahead and introduce our panel here. You heard the opening there, the top of the show. That was not pre-recorded. No,
it's live right here in the studio.
It's live right here in the studio. It's our announcer, the great Rob Rose is here.
How you doing, everybody? How
One
you
take,
doing?
Rob Rose.
Bravo!
Happy New Year.
Rob, you're playing for the first time in the Death Pool. Are you excited?
I'm really, really excited after all the research I've done on this.
Okay, I hope you did research, because we're not fucking around. We're playing for real, man. Yeah, we're hardcore here at the Corey and Joel Radio.
The Death Pool.
All right, so Rob is here to play.
This is Joel's got an entire laboratory that works on this all year.
Yeah, right. I have college interns that actually research these names for me this year. That's right. That's what it sounds
like. The Megatron 74062.
Let me introduce our next guest. This is another guy who's been on our show before. He's a comedian. He's helped us out with our show in the past. He's done, would you call it light production work for the Corey and Joel
yes,
radio show?
Very light.
It involved hanging up a banner at Club Bart, but you got to love him. He's Tim Walsh, everybody.
Hi, Tim.
Happy New Year.
Tim, how are you today?
All right. Don't want to say hello to the Corey and Joel listening base out there.
Yes.
Guten Tag, Niels.
Yes, guten yes. Tag to Niels. Corey, you introduced our last member.
And our last guest is a woman who had almost orgasmic excitement when Dan Fogelberg died.
Yes.
She giggled like a young schoolgirl, and that would be the lovely and talented Amy.
Right Amy, of course. Corey's girlfriend, Amy, is here.
I got promoted this year.
Yeah, Amy is now. Woo! She jumped. Now, we did invite. Amy did not. Amy did not win the fan Death Pool last year. She came, I believe, in second or third place. It was very close. Yeah, it was very close. Joseph Zhu actually won last year to make that official. He won with 70 points last year with Tom Snyder, Bill Walsh, and Kurt Vonnegut.
But
Amy was close with 55 points.
Amy has an enthusiasm for the game.
Well, and if you were going to talk me out of mailer, I would have been even closer.
You make your own choices in this game, sweetheart.
And
there's one other important reason Amy's here.
Sexual intercourse. Oh. Penis in vagina sex.
And wow. If I want some, you two can be on the
if
show.
If I want some in 2008, I had to let her in. All right, so
I just wanted to point out that Joseph Zhu, who won, his prize was an invite to this actual show, and he never heard back from him. So, Joseph, right. Well, you were invited, bro.
Nobody's a long way away, though. Give him a break.
Actually, if Joseph can show up, we'll throw Tim Walsh out of here. If you got like 2 minutes to get here,
right? Tim's on the street.
Yeah, we'll
Screw
throw
this.
Tim right out of here.
Is this being simulcast
live?
No, he's not live. But
This is like when Lorne Michaels invited John and Paul down to the studio at NBC. Yeah. We have a check in our hands for Joseph.
I thought about if the fans want to play Deathpool, we'll explain that a little later on. I didn't come up with a fan prize, though. Should we invite the fans in? I thought maybe I could.
Since the winner of the fan prize snubbed us.
Well, he sort of did. I thought we could maybe give away the Africa jacket or something. Would that be a good prize? Or is that
That's not giving away Katie's
good.
Boobs anymore? Is that not on the table?
We tried to give away your boobs. I actually erased that from this year's instructions. But
autograph transcript of the Tay Show?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
I'm not sure what the prize is, but play at home. We will give
you
fabulous
prize. We went bra shopping the other day. I can confirm.
Oh, did you really?
They're huge.
For you or her?
I wouldn't have known.
I got a man's ear.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so Amy will be playing with us, and you guys, again, you can play at home. All the rules are on the forum of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We'll explain that at the end here as well, too. What you'll do there is you'll just email us a list of email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. If you're listening and it's not January 10th yet, I believe the cutoff is January 9th at noon. So if you get to January 9th at noon Eastern, send us a list of who you want to die next year. Just put it in order. All the rules are on the forum at the Corey and Joel Radio Show. So go figure that out. We had a bunch of people play last year, and it was a lot of fun. So anyway, before the show, we drew names. We drew cards, actually, to see who would be the first pick in the draft. That was run by Rob Rose.
Yeah.
Yay, Robbo. Hey, Rob, it's good you won something because you lost everything in fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy That's football, true. You got cream.
I was flat out lousy.
Yeah.
Let's just say it.
I'd like to take a moment to thank everybody who competed in the fantasy football
league
this year.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
I'd like to thank all of them for the heartfelt wishes and congratulations they extended to me when I won.
People get hard feelings
now
about
Now suck it.
Yeah.
Suck on this. I won something. Joel won Deadpool, and it pisses me off, but at least I won
Deathpool again. Oh, I should say I won the Deathpool again for the third year running, although year two was a tie, but for the third year, I won with 85 points with Evel Knievel, Tom Snyder, and Bill Walsh.
Your reign ends now, fat man.
PJ came in second with 73 points. Corey was third with 45. Mike Lundy got 17, and Bill Bouchard got 0.
Wah, wah.
Although Bill actually was invited back this year just for pure comedy, but he had something else to do. He was doing a gig or something tonight.
Funny comedy.
Well, he's trying. Comedy. He should go up on stage and read his list of who he thought was going to die. Ah! Guy would kill.
Oh.
All right, but before the show, like I said, Rob drafted. Rob won the pick to pick first. But so the order is going to go counterclockwise from Rob to myself, Tim Walsh, Amy, and finally Corey picks five. But we have the business of keepers. These are names that we want to keep from last year's list. In the event we played, Amy is going to get to keep names this year. Even though she played on the fan death pool, we thought it was only fair that she'd keep a few names. And since she didn't have any of the same names as me or Corey, we thought that was a good move. So Amy will get to keep names, but I get to go first. So I'm going to read off my keepers. Now, I'm keeping the guys in the studio. I'm keeping the official list. If you want to write down or scratch these names off as I pick them, go right ahead. But I'm going to start right up at the top of my list with the guy that's – he's number two in 07, but he's certainly ready to move up to number one. And that's Soupy Sales. So he is my first keeper for 08. I could keep up to five.
If only we still had the mouse in the filter.
It's probably somewhere on your hard drive that we can't find. Okay. For my second keeper, I'm going to just go right down the list. Zsa Zsa Gabor she's about ready. If she's not dead, she could be dead right now for all we know.
Yeah.
Zsa Zsa.
Darling, how can you say this about me?
Oliver.
And I think this is my third year with both Supi.
That was actually her sister, but, you know, that's only for dorks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could call her Zsa Zsa. People get the joke. It's fine, yeah. Let's see. I'm also going to keep a guy who I recently heard had a liver transplant and is back on the sauce, and that's Larry Hagman.
Ah, damn it.
I've heard that Larry...
You bastard-ass bastard.
I've heard Larry Hagman is very bad off, so I'm going to keep him. I am also going to keep... okay, I think I'm going to go for all five here, but number four is going to be Margaret Thatcher. Hmm.
The Thatch.
I heard she's like kind of lost her marbles like Reagan.
Well, you know, yeah, they got her sequestered away somewhere.
And for my number fifth keeper, this is tough here because I know my name. My list was so good last year. Some of them are going to get stolen, but I can't not go without my favorite movie Fat Man, who's not named Corey Hall, and that's Roger Ebert. Roger.
Mm.
He can't even talk. But we ever saw Roger on TV with the voice? He was on the internet, wasn't he? And he had one of those voice box. He was typing in his words.
Oh, boy.
He was, like, addressing a theater full of people.
Yeah, that's rough.
And I'm like, once you're on that, you're on the way out, right?
Thumbs down for you.
Okay, so, Ebert, those are my five keepers for
and
08.
He's fitting him for a dirt sweater vest, because that's...
And I'll see you at the funeral.
Yeah.
We'll save you the aisle.
He and Joel Siegel and Siskel will be right up there.
Movie critics are kind of, I don't know.
We sit in a dark room and watch crap.
Yeah, no sunlight, eating jujubes in the dark.
It's an extraordinarily healthy lifestyle.
Sitting on your fat ass.
Watching Norbit.
Yeah. Watching Norbit.
Yeah, Norbit will shorten your life right
God
there.
God damn it, it did. 90 minutes minus 2 years.
We might have to do more bad movies. That was a big hit, I think.
We should do it. Yeah, I can keep going.
So we're going to have to bring that back.
Well, you know, January and February is like the killer grounds for bad movies.
Okay. See, look at this. Behind-the-scenes show prep right here, right, folks. Right.
Amy, we turn to you for your keepers. You can keep up to five. You can keep none. You can keep... Again, I'm going to skip the first five rounds of the draft now. And again, so whoever you keep, you got to skip around. So it's up to you. Okay. Whoever you want to keep, though, Amy. All right. Go right ahead.
I'm only going to keep two because my list, honestly, wasn't that good.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep Terry Garr because she's got to go.
She's in bad shape.
Goodbye.
What does she have? She has MS and something else?
She's like a combo.
And she's not even that old. She's 60-something, right?
Yeah, she's like 38 points or something.
Yeah,
so,
Terry Garr. All right.
Terry Garr I'm keeping. And I'm also going to keep Jerry Lewis because he's got to drop eventually.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis swelled. He swelled up to about 900 pounds.
Yeah.
He looked like a blowfish.
Yeah, but now he looks better.
I know.
Yeah, he kind
of
looked better.
But there's a lot of strain on the body.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Yeah. There's a lot of strain going flurgity for 50 years.
putting He's gonna like choke on putting the glass in his mouth.
Yeah. Tim is working so hard, he's never worked on being
Tim, are you all right over there?
No, I'm good.
I gave you a magazine.
My guys are dropping like flies.
Did that work?
Tim's war room is blowing up.
Yeah, Tim.
I got the Dallas Cowboys on the phone right now.
All right.
I got the first pick. I think I'm going to take LaDainian Tomlinson.
Ooh.
Hey.
All right.
Randy Moss was my pick of the year.
All right, Amy's only taken two names. So, Corey, that we turn to you.
All right. Well, my first keeper is no surprise to anyone. That would be Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, yeah.
Her cancer has returned, and Ryan O'Neal has left. What?
I've heard she's not going to go to chemo. She's like seeking alternative.
Yeah. That's double plus good.
Yeah.
I think the alternative is a casket.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I believe the Lord will be calling Billy Graham back this year.
Yeah, you love when a lot of religious people died last year, but not him. Yeah. Did his wife die too? Didn't his wife die? Billy Graham?
Yeah. And usually when the wife goes, it's time.
Yeah, they jump right in the casket when their wife
He's going to die before he has to be the preacher for Obama, you know.
Oh, they're going to, he's going to swear somebody in.
Yeah, it's going to be, goddamn. It's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Huckabee will be like, fuck this, I'm the preacher.
Right.
If he won.
By the way, if
Mike Huckabee wins, put me on the death pole. All right.
Are you promising to move to Canada or something? Are you going to leave the United States?
Fuck Mike Huckabee.
Like, who was the guy who was going to leave the United States if Bush won?
Alec Baldwin promised to leave the United States. Unfortunately, he didn't. Unfortunately for his daughter, he did not go far enough. Yeah.
NBC called with a big truckload of money and decided to stay.
Now, the miracle of Billy Graham can also be replied by the miracle of turning off the switch on Ariel goddamn Sharon.
All right, so that's Ariel Sharon.
And then I'm going to go with, this one's a little off the board, but I'm going with a little surprise. Fats Domino I will be retaining as well.
Well, he was in Katrina, and they, like, rescued him from a roof.
Yes.
I think was the story.
He's got the blues, but he's a magic man.
Now, that's only four. You want a fifth?
No.
You're good with four.
I'm sticking with
You did that
four.
Last year where you took four.
I got a strategery.
Now, I took five, and I won, but I'm just... Thing. You guys could have taken five.
I got
You're
a plan.
Good. It's your last chance. Do you want a fifth keeper?
No.
All right. Fine. Come on.
Because Dick Clark's tickled my ass with a feather.
You're letting Dick Clark go. Anyone can take Dick Clark.
No, I'm gonna. You know.
Are you really gonna take? Who are you gonna take for your fifth?
I'm gonna lock down Dick Clark.
Let him fucking Joel. Let him walk out the door.
I'm trying.
And you
to
rope
run
him back in with your Grim Reaper fingers.
No, because I know what you're playing. I know your game.
I think Dick Clark is fool's gold. I don't think Dick Clark is going to die anytime soon. The guy's worth $1 billion. They can hook him up to a machine. He'll be fine. All he's got to do is one day a year.
Did you hear him, though?
I didn't hear him this year. No, we got to get tape of that.
Amazing.
We'll get tape of that for next week because that'll be good. All right, let's go. Now we're actually into the rounds. Are we ready to play? Rob Rose, Are you ready? You are number one. The keepers are done. You get the first pick here. Anyone you want in the world, aside from the 12 people we've kept, is available to you. As long as they're famous and it would be reported in the United States that they would die, then they're able to be picked. So go ahead, brother.
This is just like the fantasy football draft, I guess. Papers all over the place.
Rob here. Rose, come on, brother.
Trying to decide here. Who's going to get me the most touchdowns here? let's see. I'm going to start things off with a local fella.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with Mr. Jack Kevorkian.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good pick.
Yes. And by the way, the official rule is that, you know, it's the age of the person minus 100 is the point total. That's how we score these things. So younger people are worth more when they die. Jack Kevorkian, I forget what number he is. He's in his 80s, though, right? He's going to be 80 this year.
Oh, okay.
So he would be worth 20 points.
20 big ones.
Two other important rules, and I call this the Lundy Clause. No animals are allowed on the list. You can't pick the oldest chimpanzee at the zoo.
Right.
And fetuses, like Jimmy Lynn Spears' unborn child. While a solid bet.
Right. You also, we've decided you can't pick anyone that's on death row that we know is going to be.
Lily Allen could fall down a staircase at any moment. But
I got
fetuses.
Nicole Richie's baby on my list.
No, you got to have to pick somebody else.
Fuck.
In fact, it's time for you to pick, Tim. Let's do it, brother. Your first
pick.
By
the way, that's the other thing. Spouses only count if the spouse is notable in and of themselves.
And we will. Sometimes we've had to argue that with like brothers of famous people. If they're famous in their own right, like some people are famous, like Elizabeth Edwards would count, the wife of John Evans.
Without a doubt.
She would count because she's been sort of a champion for cancer and she's, you know, she's like been in the news doing things herself.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's just somebody's brother that you never heard of, it's not going
to
count.
I would have to poo poo Dolores Hope.
No! Yeah, I think I would poo-poo Dolores. Well,
do you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I get that.
I don't know who that is.
Dolores was...
That would be Bob Hope's wife.
It was a guess. She's one point.
Yeah, but she wasn't famous in her own right without Bob. And I mean, it's a judgment call. I would say no to that.
Let's poo-poo on picks when they're sent. Let's not poo-poo everything before
I'm not just saying.
I'm giving you a guideline.
Guideline, Tim. Come on.
A yardstick.
Come on, Timmy.
All right.
Do it, brother.
Get your stinking hands off me, you dirty ape.
Oh.
Mr. Charlton Heston.
That's a solid one.
He's a perennial all-star in the death pool, but...
That's the first name pinched off Bill Bouchard's
list. Yeah, Bill Bouchard. And you know what? I'm shocked he didn't get him last year. Bill had a decent list last year, but didn't get her, so...
Snuggle Buns, you're up.
Yeah, Amy, let's do it.
Amy's on keepers. Wait, I got two.
Amy's got two keepers, correct. So we go back to Rob. We skip Corey, we skip
Bing,
Amy.
Bing, bang, boom.
Rob
like,
Rose.
It's like Uno in here.
Yeah.
well, then I will. I think I will go with the lovely Suzanne Plachette.
Suzanne Plachette.
Yes.
What's her problem?
She's at death's door.
Is she really?
She's
sick?
She's got cancer.
She's got cancer. I was unaware of that. She didn't even make my radar.
She was my next pick.
Well,
there you go. Well,
she's going to wake up next to Newhart in heaven. Oh, wait. Newhart's not dead.
It was a dream the whole time.
Newhart's not dead, but Tim Walsh. Tim's ready. Smoke is coming out of his ears. Look at this guy.
By the way,
human over here.
By the way, Newhart's wife looks amazing.
Really?
Yeah, they had a documentary on Newhart.
Okay.
And Newhart's wife, unbelievable for like being 70.
I underestimated you, Mr. Rose. I didn't think that would come up so soon.
Suzanne Plachette.
Well,
Walter Cronkite.
All right, Cronkite. He's got to go at some
point. That's the way it is. And I could have protected Walter Cronkite, but... I
poached him from your list. All right.
Oh, you took him, yeah.
See, Rob took Kevorkian, but I didn't buy into Kevorkian. He was in jail when I drafted him, and I thought, you know, he was probably going to die in jail, but it never happened. So, all right, we're going to skip Amy, and we're going to skip Corey again, and we're back to Rob Rose.
Hey, this is fun. We're playing ping pong. Let's see.
Well, that was your second pick was Jerry Lewis, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Let's see, what shall I do? I am going to go for Hall of Fame NFL place kicker, Mr. Pat Summerall.
Wow. You son of a bitch.
Oh, you had him. He was hot, huh?
Sounds like he was on Corey's radar.
Wasn't only on my radar. He had a teddy bear and he had a bunk next to Klinger. He was Radar O'Reilly for me.
Well, we saw him at the Super Bowl during the media. We went Super Bowl media week. And He was on Radio Row, and he was moving real slow.
Yeah.
I mean, he did not look good at all when we saw him. And that was 2 years ago now, so it's a good pick there. Okay, Tim Walsh, back to you, my friend.
You can't outrun cirrhosis.
I am Spartacus. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, of course.
Damn it. I've had Kirk Douglas twice.
Yeah, he's starting to lose value. I think he's only going to be worth 8 points this year.
Kirk, by the way, the guy's tougher than leather. You can't beat Kirk Douglas.
He looks like leather.
He's going to kick death right in
Jack
the nuts.
Jack Palance had to go, so will Kirk Douglas.
Okay. Amy, it's time for you. Your very first real pick here in the draft.
Get excited!
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, do it.
The theme of my list is definitely...
right in the mic, babe.
So I'm choosing Nancy Reagan. All right.
Nancy Reagan.
Well, that's a good one. Who had Nancy Reagan last year?
I think PJ did. No, Bill did? Okay, Bill did.
Ooh, Bill's list is in fuego.
Yes.
All right.
That'll be the thing. They'll all drop dead the year after.
Oh, yeah. Bill's list will be a clean sweep.
Okay, since I'm still sitting this out. So, Rob, we go back to you for your next pick.
My goodness, this is... Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Let us go to the South region.
Okay.
I don't know.
At the Arco Arena.
The number one seed in the West is...
Let's go to scumbag du jour, Jesse Helms.
Oh. Wow, okay. You know, it seems like every year some douchebag old congressman dies.
Falwell, a lot of the holy rollers, Falwell died. And mm-hmm. I mean, even though he was a senator, he still was at Southern.
Well,
yeah,
he was one of them.
Right.
I believe that America was not created for the Negro. I believe that it is my right as a senator. What a douche.
Senator Jesse Helms. Tim Walsh, it's that Trump time again, brother.
Art Linkletter.
Again.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's...
God bless America.
I think he's 95. He'll be 95 or 96 this year.
He is 96.
Corey had him in Deathpool 97.
Yeah.
I did. No, we used to do the Deadpool at my old house before I even had a show. God. Anyway.
Now we go to Amy.
I'm going to choose Betty Ford.
What is this, the all-first lady list?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Is that
the
your strategy?
All bitches on my list.
Yeah, you got three women right now.
Wow. Look at you standing up for the sisterhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Zsa Zsa. Come on. You got some plushette.
The Zsa Zsa sisterhood.
All right. Rob. This is number five for Rob. Number fifth pick.
Number fifth pick. Let's see. Where should we go?
Do, do, do.
Should we go?
Do, do, do.
Should we go young and reckless?
Well, there's always that. It's a big...
Or should we go decrepit?
Tim Walsh is picking ancient fossils.
Let's go young and decrepit. Dinosaurs. Or let's go young and reckless for a second.
With?
Yeah.
Pete Doherty.
Okay.
That's a favorite of Joel's.
I've had Pete Doherty. He's the guy from Baby Shambles. He was in... one of my favorite bands, the Libertines, and he's on all kinds of drugs, and he's constantly getting arrested and going into rehab. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, usually you get a young rock star death, but it's usually only every third, fourth, fifth year.
It's a stab in the dark.
Yeah,
it's a risk. It could win the game
for you. It might be too risky to pick him at pick five. That's my only beef.
Well,
with that.
You know,
but
whatever.
You never know. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm skipping this round once again. It'll be my last round to skip as we go to Tim Walsh.
All right.
Number five, Tim.
Yeah, Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro. Now that was the hot name last
year. He's been a hot name for 3 years, the bastard.
Yeah, we might regret nobody jumping on Castro. I'm kind of
Castro's
surprised.
Been a hot name since the Bay of Pigs.
I can't wait to give me one of those cigars.
Well, now they're saying now they're saying he gave up power to his brother or something. Yes. So you know he might really be in trouble.
He's given his brother's had power for like a year.
Yeah,
bastard.
Motherfucker.
As long as there's jogging suits to be worn, he will stay alive.
Lady Bird Johnson's gone, so what's next for Amy?
Well, I think I'm going to respond to Rob's pick, and I'm going to go Young and Reckless too with Britney Spears.
Really? All right, I'm gonna say this now. I would have said it later if nobody picked her, but I've heard a rumor about her that she, and I am not saying this in any way, in a very unreputable website says she may be HIV positive.
Oh.
So I've heard that. I had that. It's a very unreputable site, which is not CoreAngelRadio.com. I don't believe it personally.
This is a Ray Charles item? Is that what this is?
It's a blind item, but it was attributed to her on a website I read. I don't think she really has AIDS, but HIV, but who knows?
She's got the stupid. She's got a definite case of the stupid, and that makes you a high risk. at any time.
All right, so all of the keepers are gone now. We're back. Now everyone's going to draft, so Rob, go right ahead, because I'm going to unleash holy hell on everybody
in about
2 seconds.
Well, let's get
this is why
then.
I should have only gone with four, because I know what you're doing. I know
you.
You
think so?
I got your guy.
What is he doing?
I know your guy, and I can name. I can name your
well,
guy.
Well, you get to take him then.
Look at him. He's like Matt David and Rounders. Okay, I will take. I am going to go not young and reckless, not old and decrepit. I'm going to go middle range and fat as fuck. And go with Dom DeLuise.
Well, I've had Dom DeLuise in the past, and it's you know
that's a drop right
you know
there.
That I believe I believe in the random fat man.
Amy, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about him going young and fat? You know? Anyway, go ahead. No, look at him staring at me.
I walked right into it. Really.
You certainly did.
No, I believe that's a. I had John Goodman on last year's list,
yeah.
Because and I had Dom DeLuise in 06 because you just pick a fat guy. And
what
just,
about Pavarotti? Yeah. You always believed in the power.
You know
of
what? I let Pavarotti go, and I would have won this goddamn thing.
Somebody have him last year?
I don't know that anyone on our list did. I think a fan had him, maybe. But all right, well, it's time for me to pick. I don't know what guy you're talking about.
I got it.
No, I'm picking a chick here.
Oh,
I'm actually
really?
Picking somebody who wasn't on my list last year, but I guarantee she's dead because it was her birthday, and she didn't make it out of the house on her birthday. And that's Phyllis Diller.
Hey!
The funny lady, Phyllis Diller.
Well, that's a good one. Who had Diller last year?
I think Bill.
That's Bill's number one pick.
Yeah, she was. She was really. I heard she had her birthday and they had a party scheduled for her, and she was too ill to attend. So that's Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, I'm gonna shock the world
well,
with
you're
my
not,
pick.
You're not next. So Tim Walsh is next. Tim.
All right. According to the Globe, Loretta Lynn's in bad shape. So,
really, yeah. Loretta Lynn? What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Her friends are complaining that she's like driving herself to her grave. So
really, and yeah. Jack White is actually Jack White's going to be in the co-pilot seat with the will.
This is Loretta Lynn.
Did you forget? Don't forget me.
Yeah. Sign this.
All right, Amy.
I'm going to take Elizabeth Taylor strictly based on that clip they keep showing on The Soup where she's just like, what?
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
Liz yeah. Taylor does
my
look
my whole
bad.
Strategy.
One year we drafted, and I had a hot, like, it was a tabloid item about her, about how she was ready to die, and friends were saying she had weeks left to live, and of course she never died. So I kind of got off the Liz Taylor jog. But Corey, now, get ready.
Speaking of hot tabloid items,
get ready.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Off everybody's radar.
I know who you're going to pick. I think for
director and actor Sidney Pollack.
Ooh, I got that.
Terminal cancer.
Yep.
According to many published reports.
Yep.
I did not hear that. I love Sidney Pollack. And
he was
dies.
Terrific in Michael Clayton.
Okay. Yes.
That could be that his film. Legacy as really the final film. Film.
Yep. I like him. I love him in a movie he also directed, Tootsie.
Yes.
He's great in that. He was great in Eyes Wide Shut. He's I just love him. As I know he doesn't like to act. I've heard interviews with him. Where he says he prefers.
He doesn't like that. He's in like a movie a year.
He says he doesn't like to act. He says he says he doesn't think he's a good actor and that
he
would kind of
plays
to direct.
The same part every.
Yeah, but he's good at that part.
Now he's going to play the part of winner for me.
All right, we'll see about that.
Winner.
All right, Rob Rose. Corey's won nothing besides fantasy football, which only because Tom Brady had to play in a fucking ice storm against the Jets during a playoff week. But go ahead. I'm not angry about it.
I couldn't tell.
Seven, well, number seven, lucky seven.
Speaking of terminally ill, this one, these reports are a bit more published.
What's that?
Mr. Well, I'm not going to even call him Mr. because not a big fan of his work. This is Louis Farrakhan.
Right.
Really?
Yes, Louis Farrakhan's in bad shape.
That's a solid
What kind of work has Louis Farrakhan done?
Oh, he's done
He's had, I believe he's had leukemia for a lot of, but he's been sick
he
for...
He stepped down.
He's been sick for like a decade, though. I mean, I know that for a fact. I'm not saying he's not sick, but...
No, last year he did step down from the minister, the
Nation of Islam.
What's the top ministry position?
The honky hater. The
yes,
top
the
dragon.
The the head whitey killer.
Right. Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan.
All right.
So that's I liked it. Former Calypso singer.
I have not done this, but I haven't busted into what is vaunted and very rarely seen. No one, if has put your cameras away. No one's allowed to see my actual list that I work from, but here it is.
Oh.
Here it is. Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's about 5 years old
it's a
now.
A phone book.
Why is it glowing?
It is. It is on parchment. I've unrolled the scroll here to read.
It's signed in blood.
A name that nobody got. And Corey, I thought you had this on me, fucker, but you didn't. She is in the hospital currently, and that is Eunice Kennedy Shriver,
woo!
JFK's sister.
How old is she?
She's 86 years old.
Boy.
And she's in the hospital.
Well, that's, you know what?
How is that not a sibling?
Forgive me, what the hell
because
has she done?
She's done,
Maria Shriver's mother.
It's Maria Shriver's mother. Okay. It's
So a
mother.
Famous person fell out of her vagina.
No,
it's
I mean...
JFK's, congratulations. It's JFK's sister, and she's done a lot of charitable stuff. I mean, a lot of those Kennedys have.
She's not
an unknown Kennedy.
Now, hold on. Is there a big controversy here?
Whatever.
Kennedy Shriver, that's
well,
pretty
Well, I read
in
it in
book.
The paper that she was sick, so it's not, you know...
I'm going to say that the Kennedy rule... Apply. I mean, if you're a Kennedy, you're famous by de facto.
I
right?
mean, if you were a brother, I mean, if you were the sister to John and Bobby Kennedy, and you've been around this long,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's
fair enough.
I mean, if it was a Kennedy cousin or something,
she's twice famous because she's not only the right. sister of the Kennedy, she's a mother
of Maria Shriver, so, and yeah, she's plenty famous.
The mother-in-law.
She's before our time a little bit.
Mother-in-law of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
right. She's in a lot of photographs. Let's just say Shriver, that. Yes. A lot of people.
She's in a lot of tin types. She's in a lot of dogger. What do you call it? Daguerreotype. What's it? You know, like the old process, but it's like monochrome.
Walsh. The time is now.
Abraham Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Abraham Vigoda. Why don't you leave Tessie? Why don't you let Tessio off the hook?
He's a guy that's looked old for, like, you know, almost 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda looked old in the
70s. He's a guy that's looked old.
There was rumored to die in 1978. Where was Vigoda? Who had Vigoda last year?
I don't know who had Vigoda last year, but...
Vigoda is a perennial all-star on Deadpool list. Time
yeah,
because
he just, he's a guy that looked old. I don't, you know, I mean, he's Lundy. Certainly
he's,
the guy
is, he's a dick tease.
Lundy, yeah.
He's a big...
87.
That Vigoda's a dick tease, I tell you. He's a big dick tease.
Right. You think his friends follow him around with a shovel? You think they just get ready to dig the hole? Is he that old? Is he one of those things?
The only thing stiff about him is the boner that everybody gets waiting for him to die. And yet he refuses to go. Speaking of boners, how about you, Snuggle Buns?
Yeah, Amy, it's your turn.
Since you took Sidney Pollack, you bastard, I'm taking Sid Caesar.
Sid Caesar.
Taking the Sid
Isn't
Caesar.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah.
No, Sid Caesar's still alive. He's ancient, though. He's probably 90 now. I'm
Sid Caesar, by the way, known for his feats of strength. Known to punch through walls. So I think he might have another year left.
Yeah, he's the one guy who, like, I'm sick of seeing on the eulogy of every, like, old time, like Bob Hope and Uncle Milty and all those guys. He's the one guy they drag out.
Oh, yeah.
TV pioneer.
Yeah.
You know, every time Larry King.
I was funny one time 56 years ago. There's a great story about him in the SNL book where he eats like a giant thing of veal, then the other guy's pasta, and then like and then he's like, they do me a special dessert, and they bring him out like a tub of yogurt and like shredded wheat and raisins, and like he eats like 3 pounds worth of this mixture in a bowl. Sid Caesar,
he's doing him well.
Yeah,
look, he's lived so healthy he can watch every friend he knows die. What a great life he has, Sid.
That's kind of a reward in Hollywood.
What's your pick?
It's my pick?
It's your pick.
Well, hey, let's all get ready for
let's get ready.
Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ed McMahon, why do you say Ed? I saw Ed recently, and he's starting to show his age. I have to give you
He's starting to show.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, I know a giant sea turtle that's starting to show its age.
I'm just saying.
Are you kidding? Mount Rushmore is starting to show its age. Look at Ed. My God.
All right, forget it.
Gucci's putting out his saddlebags. Are you kidding me? And here's why Ed McMahon's going to... Johnny's gone. What does he have to live for?
Well, you know what?
He outlived Johnny. Yeah. He outlived Freddie DeCordova.
Yeah.
He's going to... Maybe, hopefully, he'll outlive Dick Clark.
Okay.
Only long enough to die 2 months later. All
right.
And win me all.
All right. Let's... Rob Rose. We're back. This is the eighth round here. Round eight.
All righty then. What should we do here? We should...
A lot of good names still out there, Rob.
There's a lot of good names out
there.
A lot of good names. I will... Well, you mentioned MASH.
How are we going to hell?
You mentioned MASH earlier, Corey.
No.
You mentioned Radar, and...
I'm going to start writing down.
Let's go with his boss. Let's go with
I'm
Harry
writing
Morgan.
It down. I'm writing it down before you even finish.
Oh, Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan, still
Colonel,
alive.
Yeah. Colonel
still
Potter.
Kicking it.
Yeah.
Should be worth
it. He was on
Dragnet
as well.
Now, speaking of a guy who's been old forever. Harry Morgan was on Dragnet in the late 60s and looked 100 years old.
Playing an old fuddy-duddy who was, you know, arresting hippies every minute. Yeah.
Right. Well, holy mackerel.
All right, I got to pull one out of this list here.
I actually imagine Harry Morgan with like a nightshirt and like a long sleeping cap.
Right.
He's one of those guys. Like turn of the century. Walks to his bedside with a candle. How old is he? How old do you think? Did you get an idea?
I believe he's in his late 80s.
Yeah, I would say he's in his 80s. That sounds about right to me. I'm going to take a guy that I know he just recently. See, some of these guys you never know. Like, you never know with cancer, but I'm going to pick this guy. I think it's, and Corey's going to love it. Dick Vitale has cancer. And I know
awesome, baby!
I know that he's, I know he's in the hospital right now getting treatment. He's not on the college basketball broadcast, but they say it's something that, like, he's going to recover from, but, you know, no one's seen him, and I just think.
It's a PTP, baby!
Sensational, baby!
Well, hopefully we'll hear the end of that.
I'm so sick, I'm wearing a diaper dandy! Dick Vitale.
Dickie V.
He's
going to
join the other V.
Don't ever
Jimmy
give up.
Jimmy Valvano?
Yeah, there's Jimmy V and Dickie V, and they'll both be singing along in heaven, watching the NCAA tournament.
Let's go to the one and only Tim Walsh for pick number 8.
In the year 2008, the stopwatch of life will tick down for Mr. Mike Wallace.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, good for you.
You've got Cronkite and Wallace. You've got old CBS newsmen.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what you like.
One of them will be gone.
One of them will be gone.
They will join.
They can't both
It's a race.
Live.
It's a foot race, folks. Mr. Mike Wallace and Mr. Walter Cronkite off.
Chet Huntley and David Brinkley and Eric Severide.
Let's go to Amy.
The black one.
Your eighth pick.
That one black guy.
He's dead. The black guy died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The black on 60 Minutes. The blacks.
Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley.
Ed Bradley.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Amy.
Sorry.
Yeah, get in there, babe. Go ahead. Don't be shy. On the mic. On the mic.
Oh, here?
Yeah, right
closer,
there.
Closer. Okay. I pick Annette Funicello because she's looked like shit for
You know, that in retrospect, that would have been a good keeper for me.
I think she's got MS. Is that what she has?
She's had forever.
Something forever. Yeah, I remember the first year we did this, I picked her. And yeah, she's certainly ready to go. Corey.
Ooh, no, I got a tough. Oh, this is tough. I got ways to go here.
Come on, baby.
I'm going to go with the sheriff of Mayberry himself, Andy Griffith.
He's currently shooting a movie.
He is. He does appear in a couple things.
He was in Waitress last year.
He's real fat, though, now, too, which, like, you know,
he's starting to get that old man bloat.
He's got that big, giant chin hanging his skin down. Yeah. And he's weird looking now. Okay.
Fit him, I hope that white suit still fits so they can bury him in it.
Speaking of old man bloat. I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with Mr. C. Mr. Tom Bosley.
Oh, Tom Bosley.
You mean David the Gnome?
Sure.
Tom Bosley.
He was the voice of David the Gnome in the 1980s cartoon.
Wow.
Father Dowling.
Okay.
Let's recount the works of Tom Bosley.
Come on, Father Dowling.
Mr.
Really
IMDb
show.
Over there.
It was so fucking dorky. Yeah, even I do not get your references to the obscure television programs.
Can't you go back to talking about Nazis?
Well, boy, what do I do here? I'm telling you, there's a lot of names. I'm going to pick this guy. I heard he had a heart attack recently. He's an old rock and roll blues man. Let's go with Bo Diddley.
Ooh.
I think black is, you know, it's a mark against you.
You're matching my Fats Domino.
Yes. I'm going to go with Bo Diddley had a heart attack this year. Tim Walsh.
I don't want to be accused of going to the well too many times here, but
it's another CBS newsman.
Mr. Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs.
That's an ABC newsman. Okay, let's get to
that's right.
He was actually one of the original Today Show hosts after.
So he was
David
on NBC
Garrity.
And then he was on ABC.
Hi, the human dork computer.
You got me going to my video hounds on that one.
I do not know this Hugh Downs you speak of because American television is crap.
All right, my father will be so sad, but I am choosing Tim Conway to die.
Tim Conway.
Oh!
Dorf
not
on
Tim Conway.
Death.
Yep.
Well, they've already got half of the. They got half the hole dug already for his dwarf, you know.
Well, You know what? Normally I wouldn't break strategy, but I'm going to match you with Harvey Korman.
Oh, look. Oh! You're just doing that to be funny, and then at the end of the year when you fucking lose, you're going to go,
you're
making your stupid goddamn comedy picks. And you're not trying to win.
No,
just try to win. Just try to win. You feel better later.
Hey,
but next December you're going to feel like shit because you picked stupid names and everyone picked these good names and you were being a goof.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to put it once you throw me roses for Sidney Pollack, it's all going to be over. If you looked at Harvey Korman.
I've seen Harvey Korman.
You also going to match my dumb DeLuise with Harvey Korman.
Jeez.
Let's see.
I don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
You son of a... All right. Well, I think I will go with another odd couple.
I'm going to start writing it down.
I know who it is.
Jack Klugman.
Jack Klugman, of course.
Cluggy.
Now, he had his voice box removed or something. He had throat cancer.
Yeah, he sounds a little bit...
A decade ago. He's been sick for a long time.
He's still hoarse. He goes on Larry King.
Yeah, he does that.
So. Let me tell you, Larry, when we were doing The Odd Couple, I used to... Tony Randall was delightful. He was just the most... he used to fart in a mason jar. And, he'd put it in my dressing room, and I'd open it. Every week, I'd open that mason jar and go, "Tony, you did it again!"
Larry King's the best show ever for old farts. But if you're really into this show,
you got me.
I'm using your shtick time to pick my next name. So go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to cut you off. Normally, I would have shut you up by now, but no.
Larry King,
you go right ahead. I'm picking a name.
It's great for research for this show because just watch every old buzzard in the world. That show is always like
Dippy Hedren. You're the hottest piece of ass of 1964.
You know, it's like, come on, Larry, get someone from some time.
Stella Stevens, the enchanting Stella Stevens.
All right, it's time for my pick, and I am going to go with, I normally don't poach people's names, but, you know, people really thought it was a sure thing, and Corey, she was somebody that I thought you were maybe going to keep, but I'm going to go with Estelle Getty.
Oh.
Normally, I don't like picking other guys' names, but, you know.
It hurts me a little bit.
She's got Parkinson's. She's getting real old, and,
That hurts me.
If a card attached, it would say.
From Golden Girls. For those
Thank you for dying, you old buzzard.
Yeah. Estelle Getty. Please die.
Seriously, when Betty
White... I know she's a fan of ours, and that's why it hurts me to call her name out, because I know she's listening right now.
I know.
She's got the 30-gig iPod with the video.
Seriously, though, when Betty White can look at you and go, "Man, you look like shit."
Exactly.
It's trouble.
Well, remember, though, the thing about her on Golden Girls is she was the mom of whoever...
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur's mom, but she was...
Dorothy?
She was playing an old lady. She was actually wearing old-age makeup when she did that.
Right.
Although, I think by the end of the run, they just kind of let her go out there by herself, you know, which is interesting.
Didn't she win a couple of Emmys doing that?
Yeah, she might have.
How long was that show on? 29 years?
You know what? It was on for 30 minutes a week, and
half
that was too
of them
much.
Were flashback episodes, I swear to you. Pull out a cheesecake and talk about the good old days.
And they used more lights on that show.
Tim's just upset about the plot devices.
Pull out a cheesecake and talk about... Blanche, remember that one time you boned a Negro?
They had flashback episodes about flashback episodes.
Did you ever see when Quentin Tarantino was on there as Elvis?
No!
He was an Elvis impersonator on Golden Girls.
That's got to be on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube. I saw it on some show.
You know,
yeah.
Not only is this the greatest Deadpool, it's the dorkiest single show we've ever done.
It might very well be.
I don't know.
So who are we going with, Tim? Did you pick a name yet?
God, please don't save the Queen Elizabeth II.
Hey. Ooh.
The Queenie.
Queen Elizabeth II. Okay.
She's 82.
She's all right. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? I don't think she's that good a pick.
Well, I'm going to go even older than that.
Even older?
Someone who's possibly decomposing on the screen. Peter O'Toole, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, damn
gonna
it.
Gonna die.
Damn you.
He's pretty well pickled, though, that guy.
He's done. He's dead.
Woo. Corey, we turn to you, my friend.
Oh, it's getting, now it's getting tough.
Turning the heat up.
It's getting a little bit dicey here.
It certainly is.
All right. What are we going to do? Where are we going? Where are we going?
Come on.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela. Oh. What's wrong with him?
Old as hell. That's what's wrong with Nelson Mandela.
All right. And what, spending 26 years in a cell probably isn't good for you either?
It shaves a couple years
off. Yeah, right? He's got a few gray hairs, doesn't he?
Unless he was pumping iron in there.
Yeah.
Probably not.
He has the best health care that South Africa can afford.
A witch doctor.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do one more round, and then we'll take a quick break here, Rob. What do you got, brother? One more round, and we'll take a little breaky pie here and let everyone know.
Breaky poo.
Come on.
I will go with page two.
Page two?
Mr. Paul Harvey.
Oh, okay.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Okay.
Good day.
Wow.
Here's the thing. My grandfather listened to him, and he died about 15 years ago. My God, how old is Paul Harvey? I
know. No, he's in his 80s.
All right, I'm going to pick a guy from last year's list. He's a year older. I heard he had cancer, and he was ready to go last year, but I haven't heard anything about him. So I'm going to pick John Forsythe from Dynasty. Mm. He's the guy with the silver
hair.
Blake Harrington. That's right. He's going to be 90 this year, too, which is a good thing for this. Not for him. For us, it's good. For him, not so much. Tim.
Ooh.
Come on, brother.
Some good ones.
You know what I don't understand.
Oh, he's still on TV. Go ahead. He's already in.
What the hell's his name? Andy Rooney.
So now that's the third guy from CBS. So the fourth guy, if you count Hugh Downs. Wow. What do you have against CBS?
I was watching CBS.
What have they ever done to you? Amy?
Do you ever wish they would deliver your diabetes testing strips right to your home? Amy takes Wilford Brimley, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Again, another guy who's been old for 30 years. I actually looked him up. I think he's 75. He's not as old as you might think.
That was a great stab at his voice, too.
Very close.
Hey, nice job.
Very close.
You could have done the... it's like he's in the room right now, isn't it?
Diabetes.
Corey, this will be the final pick. We'll take a little break here. Go ahead, brother. Come
this on. Is it's boy, this is a tough call for me, but...
we'll give a chance everybody to
going,
get their lists in order. After
going
this
with the Larry Hagman hard living theory.
Okay.
I'm going with Richard Dawson.
All right.
Oh, kissed one too many broads.
That's exactly right. Survey says.
I think he'll just kill
dead.
Him. Croak. Yeah. When he was going to off himself when he can't get laid anymore. I think that's what's going to happen to Richard Dawson.
It should have been like 3 years ago.
That's a good point. All right. Corey, we're going to play a little music, take a break. Don't forget to get on the mailing list. And hopefully this has inspired people to make their own lists. Mm-hmm. Email them to us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com. Just put your names in order, the names you want. I would say send in 30 names, 40 names, up to a typed page of names.
Yeah.
But put them in order. If you played last year on our list, put asterisk by your top three. Make those your keepers if you had them last year.
Not too many because we have to go through these lists.
Yeah, just three. Well, no, it's all right. We can go through these lists. No big deal. But send those to us. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We'll have full details, of course, on our forums over at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Let's play a little more music. We have some good theme music. We played A View to a Kill, and what's next? Oh, this is great. I love this. Little Wings, a little Paul and Linda McCartney, who's dead. Live and Let Die.
Woo!
So we'll be back. Listen to this. Get your list together. And we'll be back with more of the Death Pool. Oh, nice. Tim singing. I better fade out, turn
nice
off his mic right
setup.
Now. All right. We'll be back in a minute, Chief.
Better than George.
Say, live and let die. Let die. to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry, say live and let die.
And we're back with the Death Pool.
All right.
All right. We had a little Paul McCartney, Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, from James Bond, which was great. From the movie Live and Let Die. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're back with the Death Pool. Rob Rose, you are up. It's the 12th round of the 2008 Death Pool. I hope you're all having fun so far. We know we are. So, Rob.
I'm going to get a little literary on that ass.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with brilliant author and noted hermit, J.D. Salinger.
Well, you know, that damn Salinger.
Corey, you always pick these authors and, you know.
1 year, I think, if we want to go back to the first year, I think I had Mailer, Vonnegut, and Salinger. I think I had, like, all of them.
You finally got Vonnegut last
Vonnegut
year.
Finally, yeah. I cashed in on.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I likes to read. What are you going to do?
PJ had J.D. Salinger last year.
Well, I had this guy last year, and I really, for the sake of the fans and comedy, I wish I was picking newer names, but I really like last year's list, and I'm going to stick with a name that's on there, the Blind Sheik Omar Abdel Rahman.
Okie dokie.
The Blind Sheik. He was apparently on his deathbed last year when I picked him.
Going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
Not even write that down.
Do you know who the Blind Sheik was?
Well,
no,
you can cross him off. He's on this list.
Oh,
the Blind Sheik was the mastermind behind the first World Trade Center attack.
Oh.
Yes. And they arrested him in the United States.
Oh.
In Newark, New Jersey or something like that.
So that would be in a newspaper here.
Yeah, it would be a big story when he died. He's in the federal penitentiary right now.
So. Uh-huh.
Tim Walsh.
Ernest Borgnine.
Okay.
Well, Ernie
steps
B.
steps right up to the mic.
In a loud voice, he declares.
Proclaims.
Clearly. What round are we in, Joel?
This is round 12. We'll probably pick to 20 or possibly 21.
Okay.
We'll see how we're doing on time. I don't know what we're doing here. So, Amy.
All right. I would like Carol Channing, please.
Ooh. Carol Channing.
Continue your theme
of
told you.
This is all uterine failure right here. This is
also a lot of denture wearers in your.
All right, Carol Channing, Corey.
Okay, I like that literary bent you were on there, and I'm gonna go with Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal's Lincoln.
Gore Vidal, okay.
His longtime foe Norman Mailer bit the bust the dust.
For the sake of the listening audience out there who's not effing dorks, who the hell is this guy?
Tim has no idea who Gore Vidal is. Let's be honest.
Gore Vidal is a noted author and intellectual and lecturer and big queen.
That's you saying it, not me.
So but you're saying he's got the AIDS.
He's one of the last remaining men of letters of the Norman Mailer generation.
I remember there was a big there was a big mini series on Lincoln that he wrote.
Yes.
It was Gore Vidal's Lincoln.
Hey, he's like a historian. He was like big in the '50s, and he's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. You said dit the bust, but
he dit the bust.
I'm looking at the boobs.
Yeah. All right, so it's round 13, unlucky 13 for whoever you pick. So,
all right, well, I'm going to have to get lucky with this one. I'm going to go way out the fucking box on this one.
Woo, way out.
Bitch better go to rehab.
Oh.
I'm taking Amy Winehouse.
Oh, you already got the Pete Doherty. Now you got to add the
I
Amy
know, I'm getting wacky
Well,
here.
You know what? It's a bet a lot of people are making.
No, it's. I mean, it's a. I mean,
well, if you get Amy Winehouse, I think she's going to be worth what 75 points. Or
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So you would almost certainly win it because I
see what I mean.
Game over.
Yeah, I won it with 85 points this year. So if you had 75,
that'd be like Brady to Moss. Yeah. Like, see ya.
Meanwhile, Tim Walsh's strategy of chipping away with the oldest people in the world.
Slow and steady wins a race, my friend.
I don't think you have 75 total points on your goddamn list right now.
3 points at a time.
Oh, God. You're the Big Ten football of the Deadpool.
All field
three
goals.
Yards and a cloud of dust.
Well, I'm going to pick a guy. You know, Corey picked. I'm surprised his name didn't come up because I think this is the guy to pick if you're picking an old Johnny Carson associate. I think I got to pick Doc Severinsen.
Mm. Oh.
Nobody did that. Somebody, he was the band leader on The Tonight Show, Doc Severinsen.
Come on. Could he have drank as much as Ed has?
You know, yeah, Ed was fatter and drunker than Doc, but
those are two risk factors, fat
but,
and
you know,
drunk.
Doc's a musician. He's playing in smoky clubs every night. I would think that would cut some lives.
You see those suit jackets he wore?
Yeah.
Something was going on.
Doc Severinsen is my pick. Tim Walsh.
All right, so before my next pick, I want to clarify some rules.
Okay. So, are you going to pick a dog or a dolphin?
This is hard.
This person is clearly in the news.
Okay.
This person is clearly not pronounced dead yet. This person is Stacy Peterson.
No, she's dead.
We don't know. She could be out there.
Well, here's the thing. If they find her, she's not alive now. So if they find her, she didn't die in 08.
Right, they would know when she was dead, right?
Yeah, we don't know. We'll let science decide that one.
But my point is that if she... Okay, she has to be alive. Tim, listen to me. If you pick Stacy Peters, she has to be alive right now. You understand that? Right. You can't pick a dead person in your pick.
Tim, my next pick is Dee Cooper. Under those rules.
There are two things that could happen. Okay, she could be found dead... But if she's
Amelia Earhart
dead,
is my next
that
pick.
That means she would have had to have died in 08, which means she has to be alive right now.
Well, these are the rules we're making up now.
But
you
know
what? Napatown's dead. When her body turns up in a ravine somewhere.
Right.
Look, I'm going to suggest
forensic
you pick...
science would determine that she died in like November of
06. Yeah, if she
06.
Died in November of 07 or whatever. Yeah.
I also am going to argue that she would not be notable had she not been murdered.
She is really only famous for being the victim of a crime, and I don't really think that counts either. Mm-hmm. I have to agree with Corey on that.
So Tara Grant's no good.
Before
you could pick a criminal, like, you know, you could have...
Another bonehead deal comes out here, nobody who's actually on the death row is allowed, right?
Yeah, I said that earlier. Okay. Yeah, no one on death row is allowed.
No Stephen
Grant. I'm going to suggest you pick somebody else, because I don't want you to waste a dumb pick
on
that.
No Mumia Abdul-Jamal.
I'll cross him off my list.
Yeah, I would say just cross her, because, I mean...
What?
I mean, the point is you have to prove that she's alive, and if it's not clear, we're not going to give you points.
All right.
Because, I mean, I had...
I'll do the test myself. I got chemistry kit.
2 years ago...
A carbon date or
2 years
fingernails.
Ago, I had...
You know, carbon... You got three seconds
people,
to pick another
people pick. Always right. Take, like, Osama, and people say, well, Osama's dead, or we killed
Osama's
him.
Osama's hanging out in a cave with Tupac Shakur
What if we let him have it, and she turns out to have died in 07, then
here's
he doesn't get any points.
If she... They could find her alive, and then she could die later in the year. But, I mean, what are the fucking odds of that, you fucking idiot? There's a better...
You pulled a Lundy! The thing was swimming along!
You know what? I'm going to pick Tim Walsh, because I'm going to stick this fucking pen through your neck. Now, pick a goddamn name.
Okay.
Are you worth, like, 78 points or something if I kill you? What are you worth?
I'm 28. Do the math.
You're 28. Okay.
I would call shenanigans if you
killed
him.
You know,
him
we
you
thought we
were,
this thing was swimming along.
Okay.
And then Lundy, I'm going to pick the world's oldest turtle. What the hell? What is this?
Right. There's a man in China who saved a dolphin by sticking his arm down his throat.
I love that guy.
I want to pick him.
Shuing Shuang Wang
Wang. Who are you fucking picking?
Ling Tong Fao Bu.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about Ren Tin Tin? Is that old dog dead yet?
All right,
Cheetah. I'm going to pick Cheetah.
They
should have got that pussy from Jane.
Captain America was killed off.
Yes.
If he come back and they kill him, did that count too?
Ah. Shit,
I knew Tim was going to be the one. You know Rob wasn't going to come up with some bullshit.
I'm picking the Submariner because he'll be the next to die.
Okay. I'm going to be praying in 2008 that a Habitat for Humanity house falls on Jimmy Carter's ass.
Wow.
And crushes him.
Oh. The man from Planes.
Because he's such a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole caring for people and trying to broker peace agreements.
Time's
what an
over,
asshole.
Carter, move aside.
How dare he That peanut raisin son of a bitch.
I'm going to pick another total asshole. I'm going to pick Gene Wilder. That fucker's going to die.
Hey. Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah, what a cock.
Yeah. Yeah, your time's about over, Wilder. Time to wrap it up with your
lose! You get nothing, sir!
That frizzy hair has to catch up to you at some point, Gene. Think you can wear that for 40 years and get away with it? No, sir.
God. That's another guy whose all his friends are dead, except...
Right, his wife died of cancer?
Dom DeLuise, I think, here, buddies.
Yeah. Wilder. And Wilder was sick. He had cancer. I heard that, so... Yeah. Who knows? Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Now I'm in a spot. Now I'm in a pickle.
You're in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle. What do I do? What do I go with? I believe in the power of sticking with my own guys.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to go... I got a very Hollywood list this year, but I'm going with Robert Guillaume again.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's Benson, for those of you from
right.
the 80s. For those of you from the 70s, that's Soap.
Yes.
And for those of you from the 2000s.
That's nothing. He was in Sports Night.
Yeah, he was in... Wasn't Aaron he on... Yeah, he showed up in a couple of, you know, sitcoms over the years.
But he had a huge stroke. A couple of years ago. Bim, 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 bim.
Oh, that's Rob Rose. If you want to know who's annoying you on your way to work, that's
was
Rob
that the
Rose.
Store, the Soap theme song?
That was the theme song.
I remember the intro of Soap was so annoying. This is the story of two families. These are the Tates, and these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
Billy Crystal.
That was so good.
Billy Crystal.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Chuck and Bob have been
round 14. Round 14.
I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the greatest dead guy of all time.
Oh my goodness.
Are you picking him?
I'm digging Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
He lives in Michigan, by the way. I could influence
Muhammad
him.
Muhammad Ali lives
Darien
in
Darien Springs.
Lives in Western.
Yeah,
like it's Western Michigan.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Lower Western Michigan.
I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and they were doing like the Muhammad Ali Center. They had built a whole building to him. And they honored him, and I'm like, that's about when it's time to say goodbye. Like, right when that happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about time to just bow out, so that's not bad. That's not a bad pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, boy, I get to pick again. Now, boy, I've got some names that I think are so far under the radar, I don't want to pick them. I'll just save them for the later rounds here. But we are getting to later rounds. Probably only six more picks here for everybody. Boy, this is tough. I got a new
fuck
guy.
You, fat asshole.
Hey, come on, get pick.
This is hard.
Pork fuck. Porker.
Motherfucker.
Dildo.
All right. Come on. Give me a goddamn minute here.
All right.
Well, no one's taking him, and it's right out of the headlines. Why not take Pervez Musharraf?
Okay.
The leader of Pakistan.
The guy's got tanks, fucking bodyguards, and missiles all around him.
So did Benazir Bhutto.
No, she didn't.
She was in an armored vehicle.
She had a guy with a knife or something.
I think one of his own guys could off him. Pervez Musharraf. That's my pick. Go ahead.
All right.
Come on, Timmy. What do you got?
I got,
come on.
Okay, a local favorite, Mr. Bill Davidson. Is that all right?
Ooh.
I'll take Bill Davidson. Nationally, he might have. He owns the Pistons.
He's an NBA. He's an NBA owner, so I guess that
Tampa Bay Lightning also. He's kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
You know what?
That's true.
In our world, we would hear about him, so I have no problem with the pick.
Amy would never know.
Yeah, Amy would know,
you,
and certainly...
Would you know who Bill Davidson was?
Is that like a sports guy?
Yeah.
He also like Yoda.
He also owns Guardian Glass.
Yeah.
Oh,
does that help at all?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I mean, he just... yeah, I mean...
Can I pick the brow? Oh, he died already.
He would know if he's dead.
The guy who hung out at the Tigers games and said...
He choked on his suspenders.
I kiss my wife on the strikes.
Pump it up.
And she kisses me on the ball.
Hey-o! All right.
He'd hold up the ketchup and the mustard. And
I'll accept Bill Davidson. It's not a mainstream pick. It's a little localized to us, but I think it would certainly make the news, or it would certainly make ESPN or something, and we would hear about it. So I think that counts. Bill Davidson. All right.
And he's like 98, 9.5 years old.
All right. I would like Don Rickles, please.
Don Rickles.
Ooh.
They just made a big kiss-ass documentary to
they
Don Rickles.
They sure did.
Which, boy. God forbid he achieved something else in his career and they have to redo that movie. So it would be best for everybody. For Rickles to just die right now. For the sake of continuity. Because God forbid, you know, Rickles is found molesting a little girl. Who's going to want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to ruin that movie. Come on, Corey. Let's do it.
I'm trying. Now you...
Fuck you, fat asshole!
Yeah, there you go.
You pork fuck porker! You dildo! Yeah, cocksucker.
My name. I'm running out of names because you guys have taken.
Running
them all.
Out of names. You got a list of 200 names in front of you from last year's fan death pool. You got a million.
I'm also believing that Stephen Hawking cannot possibly.
You know what? I should have jumped on
go
that
another
early, right?
Year
that,
in that damn yeah. wheelchair.
I agree with that. That's a great.
He should go to the cosmos already, like Carl Sagan, and just be one with the universe.
Stephen Hawking, great pick. I gotta say that's a good one. Should have jumped on that early. I don't know.
Well, here's another great pick.
He'd love to jump on something. Unfortunately,
it's a jump.
He can kind of roll.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to do this, but since we're on a theme here, since we're on a wheelchair theme.
Wheelchair theme.
Since we're on a wheelchair theme, I will take the publisher of Hustler magazine, Mr. Larry Flynt.
How dare you, you son of a bitch.
You know, Woody Harrelson played me in a movie.
Listen, I'm still trying to out-gay congressman. I'll give you $30,000 if you bring me a fag senator. I got a casino in L.A. How could I die? I get to look at young pussy every day, and I still have fingers. God damn you.
Yeah, I have no idea how old this woman is, but certainly it's old Hollywood. It's you can see the tribute coming already, I think, at this point. It is the one and only Shirley Temple Black, I believe.
She's
is
alive?
Shirley Temple Black is still alive. That's right.
They called her Camel
Toe. I know the one.
They called her Camel Toe.
Shirley Temple Black is Camel Toe?
That little hussy, when she sang the Good Ship Lollipop, I wanted it.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Bojangles.
Yeah.
You could see Bojangles had a little look.
I'm going to get a little white woman tonight.
Now, can you imagine if Shirley Temple was alive like today?
What the hell's wrong with me? Sorry.
Like, what kind of coke would she be on? Would she be running around with...
Miley Cyrus is what she'd be.
Well, Miley Cyrus is making out with some other chick and stuff. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah.
We got to get into that on another show.
We don't need a theoretical role model.
She'd licking be, a lollipop
Don't steal
together.
My pick.
She'd be goddamn Dakota Fanning.
Exactly.
No, that's the difference. Now, nowadays, like, Dakota Fanning's got a life coach,
yeah.
and a tutor, and, you know, a green carbon footprint so that...
Back then, they just had amphetamines. Right. It was just uppers for small children.
Right.
Dance.
They
dance.
They gave her some gin.
Yeah.
They rubbed some gin on her gums.
Yep, yep,
they
yep.
said, get back out there and hoof it, you little bitch.
All right.
Wear those little tap shoes out.
All right. Tim Walsh, to you, my friend.
This could be a stretch, but I like my themes, and I'm on the theme of sports owners right now.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Mr. George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, I've heard he's...
That's a good pick. That's a good... You know what? It was on my master list.
Steinbrenner.
You know, like...
The boss.
Like 20 years ago, Phil Hartman did a bit on Saturday Night Live where it was the Steinbrenner Death Watch.
That's yeah. right, yeah. How's he feeling today?
Because yeah. the Yankees blew back then.
You know, that might not have been good karma for Hartman. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this might not be good karma
for us.
Wait, yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
karma.
Why don't you wheel that wheelchair?
Die, you
the
fucking
graveyard.
Tim Conway guy! What, there's bad karma in that?
Is there might be.
Dick Clark, you bastard! Why don't you croak already? There's something wrong with that?
Apparently so. I don't know. Amy, it's your turn, though.
All righty.
Right in that mic. Come on.
Get on the mic,
sweetie.
Nervous. It's the last few picks,
man. Put your list over here so that you can...
There's a few more picks. Yeah, come on. Right in the mic.
I would like Chuck Berry.
All right, I love Chuck Berry. I don't want Chuck Berry.
You know what?
You can smell my fart.
Yeah, that's so true.
He's going to pee on a few girls in heaven. That's what's going to happen.
I'd kiss you, baby, but you smell like piss.
It's your brother, Marvin Berry.
Yeah. You got to dig this sound.
But here's the thing with Chuck is they did that movie about Chuck, and that was like 20 years ago. Hail Rock and Roll, one of the great rock and roll movies ever.
They didn't have the decency to wait till they croak like they did for
Ray. No, but they did it, and when he was young enough to actually get up on stage, and I guess he still plays gigs, Chuck Berry. I don't know if you knew that or not, Amy, but he's still out there playing, Chuck.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm playing a big money gamble on something that I'm shocked.
Quickly.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. Now that we need confirmation of that death. It's not going to count until...
It's not like Natalie Holloway or whatever you picked over there.
All right, we're going to do a speed round. This will be the last round. Rob Rose, without any...
This is the last round.
This is the last round for this show. We're going to continue this, but for this show, number 154 that we're doing, this is the last round.
All right. Well,
quickly, if you can, the 16th pick.
I'm going to stick with Tim's sports owners, and I'm going to go Al Davis. Die, fucker.
Al Davis, it would actually make the Raiders better if Davis was dead.
I think so, too.
Although I said I'm not going to stick around here. You know what? You got to have a pro wrestling pick every year, and Corey and I know that. But I'm going to pick a guy who I actually love, and it's hard to pick a guy that I love, but one of the greatest managers of all time, Bobby the Brain Heenan, recently went under some surgery and is not doing well.
That's a solid pick.
Bobby Heenan, certainly a famous
I like that pick.
Don't think that he won't get in the news. He will. We'll know about
it. Oh, yeah.
Not
absolutely.
Like when Lord Alfred Hayes died alone and drunk in a hotel room.
No, but Heenan.
Smelling like Cody Wild Musk.
I'm trying to do a speed round. I'm sorry. Tim Walsh.
When you see a fork in the road, pick it up and stab it in your fucking heart, Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Wow, that was
Damn. Jeez.
Tim. Tim's right. Silent but
Die.
Deadly.
Another one of those assholes.
It's not over till
last pick for Giggle Bunny.
Yeah. Amy, come on.
Barely even worth it anymore. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Eli Wallach, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's like 98.
Very old, certainly. That's... Corey Hall to you, my
he
friend.
He is an old some bitch. What is left that's available? What is there to go?
There's a lot of names left. We've picked some.
I am going to go with Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger, yeah.
Henry Kissinger.
Diplomats always die. You know, every year there's a few. It's a good pick.
He should be dead already, but I think the power of hate is keeping Henry Kissinger alive. God.
Henry Kissinger. All right, folks. We are going to continue this. Should we do this on a whole nother show, or do you want to do a little bonus feature? Let's decide.
How many rounds do we have left?
We would have, if we do 20, we'll have four more additional rounds. Mm. We don't have five. We have 5 minutes left in the show. It's not enough time to do it. So,
what
you
want
to go mailing list
to sign up for the mailing?
All right, it'll be on the mailing list, everybody.
Ooh.
We'll have some analysis of these picks so far. Who's feeling hot? Anyone feeling hot right now? Anyone feeling good?
Rob,
you like what you got there?
Yeah, I mean, shit.
You want me to read these off real quick? I mean, read these off real quick. Although, if you want this list.
Yeah, shit, man. I feel good, man.
Rob's had about 6 Miller Lights.
Easy.
I think half my list just died.
Nobody gets to pick me.
Quickly read the list of Rob S. Jack Kevorkian, Suzanne Plachette, Pat Summerall, Jesse Helms, Pete Doherty, Dom DeLuise, Louis Farrakhan, Harry Morgan, Tom Bosley, Jack Klugman, Paul Harvey, J.D. Salinger, Amy Winehouse, Muhammad Ali, Larry Flint, and Al Davis.
It's a good squad.
Okay, my list is...
It's a good squad.
Soupy Sales, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Larry Hagman, Margaret Thatcher, Roger Ebert, Phyllis Diller, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, Dick Vitale, Bo Diddley, Estelle Getty, John Forsythe, The Blind Sheik, Doc Severinsen, Perez Musharraf, Shirley Temple Black, and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Tim Walsh, your stellar picks is anyone who was on CBS in 1963, including Charlton Heston, Walter Cronkite, Kirk Douglas, Art Linkletter, Fidel Castro, Loretta Lynn, Abe Pagoda, Mike Wallace, Hugh Downs, Queen Elizabeth, Andy Rooney, Ernest Borgnine, Jimmy Carter, Bill Davidson, George Steinbrenner, and Yogi Berra. Amy, so far, is chosen. Terry Garr, Jerry Lewis, Nancy Reagan, Betty Ford, Britney Spears, Elizabeth Taylor, Sid Caesar, Annette Funicello, Tim Conway, Peter O'Toole, Wilford Brimley, Carol Channing, Gene Wilder, Don Rickles, Chuck Berry, and Eli Wallach. Corey, you so far have Farrah Fawcett, Billy Graham, Ariel Sharon, Fats Domino, Dick Clark, Sidney Pollack, Ed McMahon, Andy Griffith, Harvey Korman, Nelson Mandela, Richard Dawson, Gore Vidal, Robert B. Guillaume, Stephen Hawking, Osama bin Laden, and Henry Kissinger. So, what do we know from this? Tim hates old people. That's what we know. We know that much, and Amy hates women with vaginas. I don't know. What do we know
ones.
From this?
It's okay.
Women with vaginas.
Just old, dried up vaginas.
As opposed to the women with large cocks that you see walking on Woodward and Nate.
I don't know. And Rob likes young stoned out rock stars.
Yes,
Pete
I sure
Doherty
do.
And
that's
Amy
a good... Yeah.
And I like my list from last year, and Eunice Kennedy Shriver, apparently.
I like cripples and old showbiz types.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. If you guys want to play, get on the mailing list. First of all, get on the mailing list, and you'll get the rest of our picks. We're going to do four more rounds and yuck it up with a little more analysis for the mailing list people exclusively. So sign up at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can download our full lists on our website as well.
And you'll get all kinds of fun bonus features.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff on the mailing list. Features and pictures from Kwanzaa are on there.
Pictures of boobs.
Lots of good stuff, yeah. I also want to say that if you want to play the Death Pool, read the rules in our forum at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We'll have the full rules. Send your lists in before noon on the 9th of January. So if you sit them in for noon, you can play along and win fabulous prizes like... We don't fucking know, but you'll win something. We'll sign something. We'll send you some toffee, babe. You know what you're going to win? You're going to win a visit from Neil.
Yes.
Niels will show
we'll
up.
Give Niels your address.
And you can drive him around to the International House of Pancakes.
I brought you gummy bearing on your city socks.
He'll show up, too. Yeah.
He will come and disparage your town live in person.
I am unimpressed with the facilities of your town.
Where is your tram?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens when Niels comes to your town. It's like...
it's no Frankfurt.
Yeah, this is nothing like...
Well, I don't like to really have fun... or do anything interesting. Entertain me for 92 hours. Where are your ovens? Where are your power plant facilities? I need to jack into the grid.
I was actually at the Starbucks in Jakarta that was much larger than this one. I am not impressed.
Show me your Malaysian women.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
so play along at home. Send us those lists to email at CoreyJoyRadio.com. Join us on the mailing list for a little more of the fine Death Pool. More yucks. I'm going to get into some wacky picks. That's what I'm going to do.
The exciting conclusion.
The exciting
wacky
conclusion.
Wacky packs? Is that what you're going
to do? Wacky picks.
Wacky packies?
Wacky picks. So we'll be back with more on the mailing list.